لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله. لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات، فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم التمكين من قتالكم، برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبا، ولعن الله ابن مرجانا، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي، لقد عظم مصابي بك. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله. إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني، وابدأ به أولا، ثم اللعن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسا، والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجانة وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيته. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلوات.
محمد وآل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بارد دیگر بلندتر صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا، سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو سر ننگے وہ ماں بہنوں کا دربار میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو چھپتی تھی نبی زادی نبی زادی کے پیچھے کس شرم و حیا سے چھپتی تھی نبی زادی نبی زادی کے پیچھے کس شرم و حیا سے اور شمر کا ان بیبیوں کے نام بتانا سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو بیٹھے ہوئے دربار میں سب چھوٹے بڑے تھے سادات کھڑے تھے بیٹھے ہوئے دربار میں سب چھوٹے بڑے تھے سادات کھڑے تھے سرتشت میں رکھا ہوا زینب کو دکھانا سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو جب دخترِ شبیر نے زندہ میں قضا کی آفت کی گھڑی تھی جب دخترِ شبیر نے زندہ میں قضا کی آفت کی گھڑی تھی وہ ننھی سی میت بندھے ہاتھوں سے اٹھانا سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو تھی ایک رسن بارا اسیروں کے گلے تھے سب چپ کے کھڑے تھے رسی میں بندھے زینب کل سوم کا آنا سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو غش کھا کے گرے سید سجاد زمین پر برپا ہوا محشر نیزے کی انی سے انہیں اس وقت اٹھانا سجاد سے پوچھو افسوس نبی زادیوں کا شام میں جانا سجاد سے پوچھو. درود بھیجی محمد آل محمد. اللہم صلی علی محمد آل محمد. بار دیگر بلندتر صلوات. اللہم صلی علی محمد.
آج بھی زینب کی آتی ہے صدا بھائی حسین. آج بھی زینب کی آتی ہے صدا بھائی حسین. تیرا چہرہ پائے حسین. آج بھی زینب کی آتی ہے صدا بھائی حسین. چلتے نا سے گرایا خود کو جلتی ریت پر. چلتے ناقے سے جلتی ریت پر. گھٹنیوں کے بھل میں تیری لاش تک آئی حسین. تیرا چہرہ پائے حسین. بس میں گھبرائی تھی خنجر تجھ پہ چلتا دیکھ کر. بس میں گھبرائی تھی خنجر تجھ پہ چلتا دیکھ کر. پھر کسی مشکل میں گھر کر گھبرائے حسین. تیرا چہرہ تیری آنکھیں بھول کب پائے حسین. کون تھا جو مرنے والوں میں نہیں تھا خوبرو، کون تھا جو مرنے والوں میں نہیں تھا خوبرو، بھولنے بیٹھی تو کس کس کی نایات آئی، حسین تیرا چہرہ تیری آنکھیں بھول کب پائی، حسین بہہ رہے تھے آنکھ سے آنسو تیری رخصت کے بعد، بہہ رہے تھے آنکھ سے آنسو تیری رخصت کے وقت، پھر کوئی آنسو نہ ٹپکا آنکھ پتھرائے، حسین تیرا چہرہ تیری آنکھیں بھول کب پائی، حسین آج بھی زینب کی آتی ہے صدا بھائی حسین،
درود بھیجی محمد علیہ.
Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We thank you for following all instructions and health guidelines and helping keep our community safe in these days. We will resume our weekly program starting this Thursday with Dua Kumail at 9 p.m., followed by our weekly Quran Tafsir class every Friday at 9 p.m. Please note that both of these programs will be online only and live streamed on our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram Live. Please subscribe to and follow Al Walaya on all these platforms to keep up with our latest uploads. On Saturday, we will have our main weekly program in this format, in this drive-in format. The Saturday session will begin at 8:40 p.m. and will be in this parking lot, following all social distancing guidelines. For those who would like to attend from home, we will be live streaming the Saturday programs as well on the aforementioned platforms. We thank you again for your cooperation and helping make these programs safe and accessible for us all. If you would like to be notified in advance of our latest programming, please join our email list by giving your email address to a volunteer. If you would like to listen to the speech in your car, please tune your radio to 90.5 FM to listen in. If you need to leave your car, please observe 6 feet physical distance and wear a face mask. The indoor facility will be limited to bathroom use only on an individual basis. And lastly, please follow all volunteer instructions. Please recite a Fatiha for the Shuhada of Islam, the marhumin named on our memorial plaque, and for all marhumin. With that, I would like to invite Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Hamza Sodagar to deliver his message. Salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. For his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inshallah, each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of that Imam. Let's recite the third one even louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Azzamallah ujurana wa ujurakum. We thank Allah. And we don't have words to thank him for allowing us to gather and commemorate Ashura and Muharram the way he did. It was a great blessing from him and none other than him. And we pray that as he gifted us the gift of Ashura and the remembrance of Ashura and the tears for Ashura and the latam and the beating of the chest for Ashura, that he helps us maintain the line of Ashura and progress to where we are at a higher rank of following the direction and the path of Ashura and Muharram and Imam al-Hussein, inshallah. There is one last way that I would like to mention is important in the way we remember Imam al-Hussein that will cause us to be in line with Karbala and on the path of Karbala. And if we lose sight of this, we are not going to be able to continue to be on the path of Muharram and Ashura. That is an approach towards Ashura that has to do with what happens after the material battle, the physical battle, the military conflict in Karbala was over. The school of Karbala, the uprising of Karbala, didn't end on the 10th of Muharram. 10th of Muharram is the end of the military confrontation and that form of battle. As they say, the qital ended, begun and ended on the 10th of Muharram. The jihad, however, against tyranny, against the enemies of Islam, against Yazid particularly, at that time did not end. It continued. In fact, if it wasn't for the continuity, if it wasn't for Imam Zainul Abidin as the leader following Imam al-Husayn, all others in Karbala understood that their Imam after Imam al-Husayn is Imam Zainul Abidin. Be it that he is ill, he cannot be too physically active, he is the one that leads, he instructs, and the instructions came from him. The direction is the direction of Imam Zainul Abidin. If it wasn't for Imam Zainul Abidin and those under, now the Ashab are predominantly women and children, the ones that are following instructions and who are part of this part of the struggle, this part of the jihad, are predominantly, in fact, entirely women and children. There is no other man that is with them. It's only Imam Zainul Abidin. The fighters of this jihad are women and children. If it wasn't for the Imam and his companions and followers continuing, and the end of the battle would have been the end of the jihad, then the movement of Imam al-Husayn would not have had the impact that it did. It was because of Imam Zain al-Abidin continuing the struggle that it had the impact. And I should say, this is something that is mentioned less, I believe, but I think it's something that needs to be mentioned. If it wasn't for each of our imams, up to today, Imam al-Hujja, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, up to today, during these times, if it wasn't for him continuing the struggle, if it wasn't for Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq, all the imams, if it wasn't for them continuing this jihad and this struggle, you wouldn't have these Muharram congregations. They would have died long ago or transformed into meaningless celebrations, the same way that when the people that were descendants of Ibrahim and Ismail, Quraysh were descendants of Ibrahim and Ismail, but they didn't have prophets amongst them, Rusul amongst them. The teachings of Ibrahim and Ismail that were Hajj for commemorating Tawheed, for remembering Tawheed, for worshipping the one God, for everyone gathering to walk around the Kaaba 7 times in order to worship the one God, that form and structure remained of Hajj. But instead of the ihram of Hajj, they would come and walk around it without any clothes on, completely nude. Worshipping, worst of all, the form of it changed some slightly. Worst of all, instead of it being worshipping the one God, it turned into worshipping multitudes of gods. Kaaba became the center of shirk, with the same rituals. Hajj was a ritual handed down by Ibrahim. They preserved that ritual. It was there. The Prophet didn't have to remind them of and tell them, oh, there's something called Hajj. They already knew Hajj. He didn't have to remind them of something like Umrah. There is something called Umrah. No, they already knew what that was. But it changed form. The reason why the movement of Imam al-Husayn stayed alive, remained alive, has gained momentum over these years is because there has always been a leader that has continued the struggle, the jihad, And we really do owe this to Imam, for our time and our day and age, to the Imam of our time. Let's not forget, he is the sun behind the cloud. That means all these blessings, this light that you see, it's due to him. Although clouds of ghaibah are preventing us from seeing that sun, we see the effects. The spreading of the culture of Ashura, not just the beating of the chest, these are ways of us connecting to it. We have ceremonies to help us with that, and we try to keep them on track as we have spoken these nights. That's the idea, to keep it. But what causes this to be kept on the right tracks is those leaders that have made sure it remains, and above all are the Ahlul Bayt themselves. Without them and them continuing this, we wouldn't have had what we have today in Ashura. If we see today they are fighting Ashura, this is not a new thing. So we can say for centuries, for over a millennium, they have been fighting to make sure Ashura is forgotten, or at least it's forgotten as it was and turned into something else. So the reason why it's standing is this. The part of this that's very important for us to be able to remain on the path of Ashura and Karbala is the following, related to, let's not forget, the topic is this. There's a particular way of remembering and commemorating Ashura that we need to learn from, and this will help us be able to remain on course, and without this, we are in danger. What is that? What it is hardships, difficulties. If they are seen as setbacks, sometimes I'll talk a little bit about this. If we see the other side, the enemies seemingly winning something at some point, hurting us, going through something very serious, these don't even slow us down. This is what we learn from Imam Zain al-Abidin and his companions, now Zainab and the women and the children at this point. It doesn't even slow them down. But to understand that, I need to remind us or maybe correct an impression that we have. Since when we remember Ashura and after Ashura, the family of the Imam, we remember what others did to them, and that causes us to feel very sad and we cry. We neglect the fact that that's not the only thing that happened there. It wasn't only what they did to the Ahlul Bayt. What did the Ahlul Bayt do? If you only talk about what the others did to them, the mistreatment of the enemies regarding the Ahlul Bayt, and cry of that, which we should do that, but if we only do that, we may start thinking that that's the only thing that happened. So the Ahlul Bayt were just targets of all this treachery, this bad behavior, the tortures, the pains, and so on and so forth. The fact is, that's part of what happened, and it is horrible, and it should be remembered, and we should beat our chests, and we should cry about it. But we should also remember Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, Zainab, salamullah alayhi, the others there, salamullah alayhim, all those are referred to in Ziyarat Ashura. When we refer to the Ashab, it's not only the Shuhada that are there. The Ashab of Imam al-Hussein include all those women and children there. So when we say that salam,
عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله. Towards the beginning of Ziyarat Ashura, we are addressing all of them. Let's not forget that. We are addressing all of these women and children that are part of the Mujahideen, and their role predominantly starts after the day of Ashura. Imam Zainul Abidin has the task of continuing this jihad against the rulers, and he does. He now has the task of making sure that the blood of the shuhada does not go to waste. They wanted to kill Imam al-Hussein and to make an example out of Imam al-Hussein, to show people that if you stand against Yazid, this is your destiny. And use all the scholars, all the religious rhetoric, everything available to them, the ashab of the Prophet that remained, to justify it Islamically, the combination of those becoming that the Umayyad Islam remains and is seen as the legitimate form of Islam. Anyone who disagrees, anyone who tries to say this is not Islam, this is not Islam of the Prophet, in the name of Islam, they will call him a Khariji, they will kill them, and they will hang their heads and bodies and say, this is Islam. This is Umayyad Islam. That was their agenda. So Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, in his courtyard, he gathers them. It's not enough we kill. No, bring the women. We want to show this as an example. Bring the heads here. And he says, look at what God did to your brother. God. We are the rulers. God has empowered us, using Islamic language, religious rhetoric. God destroyed your brother. So Ali ibn Hussein, God destroyed your father. And all the other stuff that they're now presenting. Imam Zain al-Abidin and the companions, it seems to me, my reading of that part of history, there's not too much, I think I mentioned this earlier on, I haven't seen at least too much talk from Imam Zain al-Abidin in the stages of Kufa, at least officially. Those are usually recorded. In the court of Yazid, there's not too much conversation. It seems, it looks as if he's still ill enough not to be able to have much of a presence. That's the way it looks, of course. His companions under his instructions, predominantly Zainab, salamullahi alayha. She is like the Abbas of this scene. The one who speaks. The one who speaks in the court of Yazid, in the streets of Kufa. Getting the message across to the people of Kufa, what you did was very shameful, very wrong. This tawbah is not accepted. Your cries are not accepted. To make sure that everybody here understands this was wrong, despite all the conversation, talks, speeches of whatever ruler, to make sure that feeling of resentment, that feeling of regret, that feeling of why did this happen, that feeling of these are the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, that they knew. Zainab, with her talks to the people, made sure that remained for them to identify this as a crime, so that the conversations, the talks, trying to present this as a good deed, does not remain in history. They consider it wrong. And then in the court of Ubaydullah, standing up against him, presenting that notion in his presence, which has an additional effect, that the ruler saying that in the face of the ruler, there's certain times Islam says talking to people, talking to some of those who may have been involved in a crime is not enough. You got to speak to the rulers, the leaders. directly put them down. Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to him. He puts him in his place. She puts him in his place with her responses and her talks, even with her tears. Even with her tears. And then the climax of this is in the courtyard of Yazid, because that's the head of it. That's the ruler. That's the person that you need to hit the hardest. And Imam Zain al-Abidin and Zainab salamullah alayha, with their words, and the children with their behavior, and the women with their behavior, with the way they conducted themselves, they hit Yazid the hardest in his courtyard. The part about this that I want to, this was to explain that Imam Zain al-Abidin was not just ill in bed, and the Ahlul Bayt were not just being carried from city to city. They were on a mission. The enemies, from their perspective, they're taking them to show them off in city to city as war captives, as Kharijis, those who've left Islam, and to show off their victory. The mission of the Ahlul Bayt is to use this to show how wrong Yazid is, and that this is not Islam. Use what they want to use. This is a clear instance of وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. By the instruction of the Imam, these women and children that were being shown off as a sign of victory became evidence for a crime. Now, eventually Yazid wants to wash this crime off. They realize when it's too late, they took them from city to city. It's their own doing. He shouldn't have taken them to Sham. He brought them to Sham for his purposes with the leadership of Imam Zain al-Abidin. The scene flipped. Instead of this being a show of victory, showing these people as a sign that we destroyed our opponents, it became evidence for great sin and crime that he himself has shown to everyone. Now he can't hide it anymore. This is the work of Imam Zain al-Abidin. So they weren't just carried around. They did something, right? And it's hard work. Trust me, if you think Karbala is difficult, the women who have suffered those losses, who are now being beaten, pushed around, the way they are treated, carried on bare camels, they are being humiliated. Every action is being taken to humiliate them. Their job is first and foremost not to be humiliated one bit. All of what they did to them was supposed to crush them. First and foremost, they're supposed to be up and running. They should not be crushed at all. The grief should paralyze them. They need to make sure not only it doesn't paralyze them, it doesn't even slow them down. And this is the idea, brothers and sisters. When we hit those times where a very difficult blow comes our way, people are killed, it looks like a massacre, it looks like a loss. What happens in those conditions is that we tend to give in to those conditions. We see it as a loss. It breaks us, we lose hope in moving forward, and so we leave. We're no longer on the path. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, the women teach us this lesson, brothers and sisters. When you're struggling, when the jihad was against Tawhut, against Yazid, against them presenting their version of Islam as Islam, deviating Islam, The jihad was against that. The jihad wasn't to survive. The jihad wasn't for Imam al-Hussein to survive. The jihad was to do that. And even if there was a setback, which at times there are setbacks, in Karbala there was a certain level of setback. What was that? It was that those from Kufa, which were the believers that should have come and not allowed what happened in Karbala to happen, that didn't happen. So in that sense, it was a setback. But was it a failure for Islam? Did Islam lose? No. If you're doing jihad in the way of Allah against those who are working against Islam, against Allah, against the right religion, against justice, if you're doing that jihad, even if there are times where people are captured, people are imprisoned, people are killed, resources are taken away, embargoes are enforced, sanctions are enforced, none of that is a failure. Shaitan wants to make you feel that that's a failure. Once you think it's a failure, it becomes that much harder to get back up to continue. And sometimes it's not seeing that as a failure. It's just that we just lose focus when it's a severe condition, pain, loss of life. We just lose focus altogether. We're just so consumed by the loss, whatever it may be. The loss of a leader, the loss of a family member, the loss of whoever. We have that loss. We're just so consumed by it. We're not even thinking about anything. That just not slows us down. It paralyzes us. We can't continue on the path of Ashura and Karbala. Eventually, you know what? I can't deal with this. There's no use. You do something, they imprison the couple of guys who were leading it, that's it. That's gone. Look at Malcolm X, the shaheed of this country, the one shaheed that I know of. There are probably multiple shuhada here. But one Muslim shaheed that we know of is Malcolm X. May Allah bless his soul. This truth seeker with the courage to say the truth the way it is, as far as he understood. And people that are around him, oh, you had this great figure. What happened? They assassinated him. People around him, when he's assassinated, what happens? The whole thing dies. You give up. You lose him. Oh, yeah, best we can do is do something like that, and then they kill that person. They created this organization, that organization. I won't name them. Go read. Different organizations that have been predominantly in the black community, as they have been the primary mustadafeen that are visible, the mustadafeen of this country who are not even visible, the Native Americans, I'm not too aware of. There, I know some things, but organizations and so on, I'm not aware of. In the black community, you've had these figures, leaders, organizations created, and they're infiltrated. The heads are assassinated, others are incarcerated. Like, what's the use? You know, this has been going on for so long. You do this, you speak, yeah, Sheikh, you're right, that's right, these are tawaghi, but what can we do? You do this, this is what happens. A few people get killed. Let us just continue having our majalis without mentioning these things. Let's just forget about that stuff. That's giving up. Imam Zain al-Abidin teaches us that if something as bad as Karbala occurs to you and your family, which that combines everything. A great leader was lost. A great father was lost. Fathers were lost. Brothers, great brothers were lost. Even if you're in that position, you don't quit. You don't stop. You don't even slow down. You focus on your taklif. What was that jihad in the way of Allah? Before the day of Ashura, our responsibility was to do ABC, prepare for getting rid of Yazid, when we saw that nobody is coming, that's not possible. Prepare for Shahada, those of us who are. And those of us who survive, now prepare to make sure that this is recorded as it was. And this becomes a movement that gives courage to people for the rest of time. Shows the people this is not Islam for the rest of time. Shows the people that Islam is in the household of the Prophet for the rest of time. This is our jihad. Focus on it and carry it out perfectly. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us with that. It's definitely much easier said than done. We have not had these things happen to us. Some people have, but a lot of us, most of us, as far as I know, we haven't had this happen to us. A close family member. Something that affects us personally because of the struggle. Much less to experience something even close to Karbala. But look at what Imam Zain al-Abidin did, salamullah alayhi. Look what Zainab, salamullah alayhi. Aliha did, continuing that struggle. It really is amazing. It's extraordinary. It's something that if we are able to see the conduct of them and understand what they did, realize the strength of these women and children under the leadership of Imam Zain al-Abidin. They're able to accomplish that. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Sallallahu alayk. Ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayk ya mazloom. Ayyuha ash-shaheed bi Karbala. عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Husayn. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates. While his mouth was dry of thirst, the Ahlul Bayt is leaving Karbala. Imagine Zainab, salamullahi alayha, wanting to depart Karbala. How can she leave Karbala when her brother remains in Karbala? Imagine the children during these times of being in Karbala, wondering where their father is, wondering where their uncle is. Perhaps finding a way to the battlefield. It's recorded, some have said, Sukaina found her way to her father's headless body. Ya Allah. How can they leave Karbala? Imagine Zainab helping all the women and children mount their camels. But when she wants to mount her camel, there's no help because there's no Abbas. There's no Ali and Al-Akbar. Now the journey begins. Perhaps Zainab says to her brother, Imam al-Hussein, "Oh brother, they're making me leave you. I never left you in my life." Maybe Imam al-Hussein would respond, "Oh Zainab, don't worry. My head will visit you in Kufa. You will see my head mounted on spears, reading Quran on the streets of Kufa. You will see my head presented on a dish before Yazid and Shah." ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا حسين.
بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے، اور ہر ہاتھ میں پتھر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. اور ہر ہاتھ میں پتھر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. حر کے بیٹے پہ ہی شبیر بہت روئے تھے، حر کے بیٹے پہ ہی شبیر بہت روئے تھے. ہائے اب تو لاشِ علی اکبر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمیں پر ظالم، مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمیں پر ظالم. ہائے دفن جس جان علی اصغر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے، خدا خیر کرے. زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے. ہائے مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم, مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم. دفن جس جاں علی اصغر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے, بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے. ہائے کچھ قدم دور کھڑی دیکھ رہی ہے زینب, کچھ قدم دور کھڑی دیکھ رہی ہے زینب. شمر کے ہاتھ میں خنجر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے. ہائے مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم, مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم. ہائے دفن جس جاں علی اصغر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. کچھ قدم دور کھڑی دیکھ رہی ہے زینب, کچھ قدم دور کھڑی دیکھ رہی ہے زینب. شمر کے ہاتھ میں خنجر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم, مارتے ہیں وانزوں کو زمین پر ظالم. دفن جس جالی اصغر ہے خدا خیر کرے. تخت زندہ دلی اصغر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے ہر کے بیٹے پہ شبیر بہت روئے تھے, ہر کے بیٹے پہ شبیر بہت روئے تھے. ہائے اب تو لاشے علی اکبر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. بنت زہرا کا کھلا سر ہے خدا خیر کرے. یا حسین
یا Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Duniya te ehsaan hove jehdi makhdoomat kul duniya te ehsaan hove jehdi makhdoomat kul duniya te ehsaan hove sari kainat unde parde to qurbaan hove jehdi makhdoomat kul duniya te ehsaan hove jehdi makhdoomat kul duniya te ehsaan hove jehdi makhdoomat kul duniya te ehsaan hove sari kainat unde parde to qurbaan hove o muazzama hai o ko varis tatheera de no muazzama hai o ko varis tatheera de baad zahra te jehdi سینے دی زی شان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدوم دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے زار دلال کیتی شام دی قید شام دی کہہ دینو دعا الوداع بین تیرا اللہ نگہبان ہووے الوداع بین تیرا اللہ نگہبان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے دیڑی مخدومات کل
دو مصرعہ
احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل لاش بے کسی تے مسافر دی چپا مال کرو لاش بے کسی تے مسافر دی چپا مال کرو پاوے غم شیر دینا ویر دی پہچان ہووے پاوے غم شیر دینا ویر دی پہچان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدوم ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل ہووے زار سانی کو صدا روندا ہورا گے سرور زار سانی کو صدا روندا ہورا گے سرور دیندی نظرات اگے شام دا زندان ہووے دیندی نظرات اگے شام دا زندان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہووے جیڑی مخدومات
جزاک اللہ مسلم کے جواب دیں الوداع مصرع
اے جیڑی مخدومات کل نے ہوئے ساری کائنات اندے پردے تو قربان ہوئے ساری کائنات اندے پردے تو قربان ہوئے جیڑی مخدومات کل دنیا تے احسان ہوئے اوم عظما ہے کو وارث تطہیر دے اوم عظما ہے کو وارث تطہیر دے باد زہرا تے جیڑی سین دی زیشان ہوئے باد زہرا تے جیڑی سین دی زیشان ہوئے جیڑی مخدومت کل دنیا تے احسان ہوئے یا حسین 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 یا حسین
یا حسین یا
حسین
یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی جا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے ردا کوئی نہیں بازار سجاد میرے سر پہ نو بار چنی چادر سجاد میرے سر سے نو بار چنی چادر جائے ردا مجھ کو اور میری دعا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر ردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر ردا کوئی نہیں بازار مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی جا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پردا کوئی نہیں بازار سجاد چلوں کیسے لاکھوں ہیں تماشائی سجاد چلوں کیسے لاکھوں ہیں تماشائی یاد آتا ہے رہ رہ کے عباس میرا بھائی یاد آتا ہے رہ رہ کے عباس میرا بھائی فریاد کروں کس سے اب تیرے سوا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پر کوئی نہیں بازار مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی جا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پر کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پر ردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر مجبور ہوں بے بس ہوں میں رو بھی نہیں سکتی مجبور ہوں بے بس ہوں میں رو بھی نہیں سکتی دروں کی اذیت سے میں سو بھی نہیں سکتی دروں کی اذیت سے میں سو بھی نہیں سکتی اس درد مصیبت میں ہم درد میرا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے ردا کوئی نہیں ہو بازار جفا مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر سجاد تیری حالت دیکھی نہیں جاتی ہے سجاد تیری حالت دیکھی نہیں جاتی ہے بے پردہ مجھے دیکھے یہ بات رلاتی ہے بے پردہ یہ بات رلاتی ہے سجاد تیری طرح چلا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی جا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر ردا کوئی نہیں موت آئے گی زندہ میں میری بالی سکینہ کو موت آئے گی زندہ میں میری بالی سکینہ کو کیا جا کے بتاؤں گی بیمار مدینہ کو کیا جا کے بتاؤں بیمار مدینہ کو غم دل کے اٹھانے کو اب باقی بچا کوئی نہیں او بازار جفا سجاد میں ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار مجمع ہے کوفیوں کا میرے چلنے کی جا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجا آخری شعر میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے بازار جاتا ہے سوئے زندہ اب کنبہ محمد کا جاتا ہے سوئے زندہ اب کنبہ محمد کا رسی میں بندھے قیدی کانٹوں سے بھرا رستا رسی میں بندھے قیدی کانٹوں سے بھرا رستا امت نے ستم ڈھائے قسمت سے گلا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار جفا سجاد میں زینب ہوں میرے سر پہ ردا کوئی نہیں بازار
اے ان اللہ ما صابرین ان اللہ ما صابرین ان اللہ ما صابرین ان اللہ ما صابرین ما صابرین My brother was dying of thirst by the side of the river. My brother was dying of thirst by the side of the river. People won't give us water, though we had children with us. People won't give us water, though we had children with us. Oh, people, give us water. We are the Prophet's household. Haq Hussein. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Ma sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Inna Allah. Who will look after us now that we have lost Abbas? Who will look after us now that we have lost Abbas? And Akbar and Qasim, who were the light of our house? And Akbar and Qasim, who were the light of our house? How can we not remember how Asghar had been slaughtered? Haq Hussein. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Shabir is all alone now, no one is there to help him. Shabir is all alone now, no one is there to help him. He preached his word to people, I am the prophet's grandson. He preached his word to people, I am the prophet's grandson. People, don't hit me with stones, don't you know I have no helpers? Haq Hussein. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Sabirin. Inna Allah ma sabirin. Don't hurt us anymore now, don't take us to the bazaar. Don't hurt us anymore now, don't take us to the bazaar. Don't put the Prophet's household in such a poor condition. Don't put the Prophet's household in such a poor condition. Don't you know that the ayat e tadhir is about us? Haq Hussein. Inna Allah ma sabiri. Inna Allah ma sabiri.
بیمار تھا وہ عابد بیمار تھا چلنے سے جو لاچار تھا چلنے سے جو لاچار تھا اور شام کا بازار تھا اور شام کا بازار تھا اور مصطفیٰ کی بیٹیاں مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین مولا حق امام یا یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین شبیر کی وہ لاڈلی شبیر کی وہ لاڈلی شبیر کی وہ لاڈلی شبیر کی سینے پہ جو شاکے پلی سینے پہ جو شاکے پلی بلی سینے پہ جو شاکے پلی سینے پہ جو شاکے پلی جس کی ابا رن میں جلی جس کی ابا رن میں جلی منہ پر تما چونکے نشاں مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین مولا حق امام یا حسن یا حسین یا حسین 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 یا حسین
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن بن علي أيها المجتبى صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته صلى
For the safety and long life of Sheikh Hamza Sawdagar and to thank him, please recite aloud salawat. Allahumma salli ala.